The Lord be with you.
Also.
It is good to have you in the Lord's house this day as we celebrate once more the Feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the church for us and for our salvation. The order of service is before you. We'll follow that this morning. A couple of notes to highlight. It appears that things are sort of moving apace with reopenings and such. And so we have planned so far that on June 20, the Sunday following June 15, which is supposedly going to be the Let's Open Wide Up Again Day, that we will return to communion at the rail and passing the offering plates and things like that. With what we know about transmission and things like that, as long as you aren't licking the offering plate, you should be fine. The sanitizer's there, you know, wash your hands and all that kind of thing. So we're looking at that. So what is that, three weeks away? Something like that. That's at least is the plan right now. I don't know, we'll see. If it bumps up, it bumps up. We'll tell you. Other things to highlight? Anything else? I think it's all. The sixth is... Fran is having a celebration of life for Wade Friedel, for her husband, June 6th, next Sunday, 1 to 3. If you would like to attend, please talk to Fran. She will get directions to you. GPS doesn't work out in that part of the world, so she will be happy to give you directions. 1 to 3, next Sunday afternoon. The service is before you. Let us sing.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' Because I have